This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And as always, take care of yourself. Dear Lucy, even though Kate had never been to therapy herself, she made sure Aaron and I went after the divorce. Introduction to mental health care, a short white woman with cropped hair and glasses. You wore button-up shirts and khaki pants. Your office was plastered with pictures drawn by your patients, and I hated them. My least favorite hung directly behind where you sat during our meetings, a picture of you covered in purple spots. To me, the spots looked like bruises. We played a lot of Uno while you tried to get me to talk about my deepest secrets and fears. Mostly, I just lost at Uno. You would think a therapist specializing in young children would have the decency to let them win every couple of games. I guess not. After several sessions, you came to the house to investigate the scene of the crime. I listened from the doorway when you told Kate that our father had left her because Aaron and I had toys scattered everywhere. No man wanted to live in a messy home. You left a note on the answering machine a few days later apologizing, but I never saw you again. My next therapist was Phoebe, who I was convinced was named after the character from Friends, even though the show would have come out years after she had been born. It made perfect sense to 9-year-old me. Phoebe was the one who diagnosed me with OCD and introduced me to cognitive behavioral therapy, the bane of my existence for several years after that. She had me stop washing my hands on a loop, which drove me crazy, even though my hands had become cracked and bloody from too much soap. She had me hold on to objects that touched the floor without washing my hands. I held them until I screamed, and then she had me keep going. I saw so many of doctors, honestly. I don't know who of them were licensed therapists and who wasn't. I saw two possible psychiatrists shortly after you when I was seeing Phoebe. I later learned that they were part of the team that were there to decide the custody of Aaron and myself. One of them put me on Prozac, the first time I took an antidepressant. The other thought Kate had Munchausen syndrome by proxy, meaning she was making me sick as part of her own psychological disorder. And while Kate has her problems, that was pushing it. I'm not well, but I don't think there ever will be a well. But I am better. I don't wash my hands until they bleed. Before I became pregnant with Asher, Zora and I went on a pizza date where I got 2 slices before I knew how many she would get. As an adolescent, I had to be the person eating the least. Always. I spoke about you with my new therapist. Her name is Rosa, and when I told her about the you visiting my home incident, her jaw dropped. I told her that you had left a message the day after Kate let you go, apologizing. I had told Kate we should give you another chance, not because I wanted to, but because I felt bad for you, making a mistake. When Kate found me a new therapist, I was secretly relieved. Kate sat in on many of my therapy sessions, especially as I got older. Mostly those sessions became a place for her to vent about me, about my disordered brain, about my misbehavior. You once lectured me during one of these sessions, not long before the home visit, for being a burden on her. In another instance, when I was 14, Kate didn't sit in at all, but she spoke to whomever I was seeing then for the whole hour while I waited in the lobby. I don't know if the later therapist believed her because she was older, or because she's louder, or because she was paying for the sessions. But I don't think they ever once asked me for my version of the truth. At some point, I stopped giving it. I'd never been a fan of therapy until Rosa. part of it is her. She gives tough love, but she's also supportive in a way I hadn't found before. But it's also because for the first time in my life, I'm seeing someone alone, and I can finally speak my truth. And that truth is, it is a relief not to share that crowded room with Kate's words. Lucy, I hope you're doing well. Honestly, I hope that you felt bad about our interactions for a while, but I also hope that you moved on. You made a mistake, and it was a bad one. Even though I'm glad I never went back, I hope you were able to help someone else. I'd like to think that you learned something from our time together, even if it turned me off to therapists for years. Please forgive me if I sound condescending. I'm not 9 anymore. From Sadie.